Reconnect with CUNY. Whether you are a first-time college student, a parent, a veteran, or an adult with some college credits, there's a place for you to continue your dreams or start fresh. No matter where you are along your journey, the CUNY Reconnect program can provide financial assistance and one-on-one personalized support to get you going. It's not too late to start again. Go to cuny.edu/reconnect today.
Morning, Hot 97.
Wait a minute, this love started off so tender, so sweet.
Hey, it's Ebro, it's Laura, it's Rosenberg, we are here. And you know what we do have? We have prizes, we have a very amazing book, The 16th 19th Project. That's right, so we need two contestants right now to call us up, 800-223-9797, to play Laura Never Loses. Let's go, a little Silk Sonic.
Started off so tender, so sweet. But now she got me
smoking out the window.
Ooh.
Good morning, day before Thanksgiving vibes.
I know, right? Everybody's getting ready to cook it up or eat it up.
Or eat both.
Or both.
I'll tell you what I'm feeling right now. So I'm very excited for tomorrow. Last night I went out with a friend of mine, and you know, he hit me up like, "Hey, it's, you know, Tuesday before Thanksgiving. We should go out,
right,
know, and have a night." I said, "You know what? Let's do that." Yo, it was cold, man.
I know. Like, it's officially
it was winter nights. Here. Like, I was like, "No."
We've been in denial, but it's cold. Yeah.
Shout out to everyone who lives in an older building where you can't really control the heat. So it's just 130 degrees. Then you open the window and it's 12 degrees. Because that's where it's at now. It is that cold outside that you open your window a crack and the whole apartment's freezing.
Right.
You want to hear something funny? One of my homegirls was like, she's been practicing because she's supposed to bring some pies over to her new mother-in-law's house. So she's been practicing making these pies.
What do you mean practicing?
Like, because she's
in
not.
Advance, she made practice pies?
She made practice pies. She said, "Look, the first one I messed up." She's like, "Second one is way better. I feel like I'm getting the hang of this." I'm like, "How many practice pies are you making?"
Yo, that's amazing.
Yep.
What is she doing with the practice pies?
She's giving them to her friends. Like, "Yo, taste this. Let me know what I can fix." You know what I mean?
It'd be like too much salt.
Yo, she's like, "All right, got it. She's making practice pies. She's making a sweet potato pie and an apple pie.
Make sure it's right.
Yeah, but she's not a cook. So she's like, "No, I'm going to get this right." Because the family kind of pressured her. Like, everybody makes everything from scratch. So she was like, "All right, I'm going to take this challenge."
Wow. Oh, you know what? I'm about to tell my girlfriend that I'm not really impressed with you cooking for my family tomorrow if you're not making practice pies in advance.
Yeah. You'd be like, I'm here to taste test for the practice pies.
Right. Well, listen, let's, as we get ready one day away from our favorite holiday up here, give us a call. Let's play a little Laura Never Loses. Let's get a couple people on the line. Sean, do we have people on the line?
Yeah, we got Taylor.
Taylor.
Good morning.
Taylor.
What's up, Taylor?
Good morning. Walking into work now.
Taylor. Yo, Rosenberg, do you remember Taylors as a name before our generation?
Well, I don't remember anything before our generation.
No, I mean, like, people who are older than us with the name Taylor.
No. Actually,
I don't. I think it's like our generation is Taylor.
Yeah.
It's like,
yeah.
Like from, now is it even my generation? You know, I'm 46. So it'd be below 4. How old are you, Taylor, if you don't mind me asking?
I'm 30.
30.
Okay.
So I know a couple of Taylors in that zone.
Yeah, I think it started then.
Taylor, do you know other Taylors?
Maybe, yeah, I think I know one more.
How old do you think? How old do you think she is?
My age group.
There you go. Okay. Just
all
wondering.
All right.
Because I like the name. It's a good name. Good name, Taylor.
Thank you.
Taylor. Rico. Rico. Suave.
Rico. Suave.
Rico.
What's up, guys? How y'all guys doing?
Hey. Hi, Rico.
Yo, Rico, you ready for the turkey day tomorrow?
Oh,
You ready?
Of course, of course, of course, man. Born ready, man.
Yo, what? What? Born ready. Now, is it at your house or somebody else?
My house.
He doesn't sound too happy, he said.
I know, Rico. Wow. You sound exhausted already.
Yeah, family's a little crazy, you know?
All right. So now, are you responsible? Your household is responsible for the food, or people are bringing it over?
For the food.
Okay. Okay. What's the worst thing that your lady and you make? Where do you guys really struggle?
She doesn't know how to make potato salad, man.
Yeah.
Good thing it's Thanksgiving and yeah. not a pig.
You don't need
so
it.
Who needs potato salad?
You don't need it. You don't need it.
I don't know if you guys know, but Southern black people, you know, we love our potato salad.
Exactly.
And she brings it. They all look at it like.
But that's what I'm saying. Why don't you guys bow out and delegate that to somebody?
Yeah, pass it on to someone else.
I can't. My mom says she has to learn.
It's one of those. It's one of those. Oh, no.
She got to get it right. She needs some practice potato.
Yo, a lot.
Yo.
Yeah. I don't know, Ebro, if you peep when I was telling Rosenberg about our practice pies. My friend has baked two sets of pies already. Because she was challenged by her man's family that she has to bring pies made from scratch.
Oh, damn it.
So she's already made two practice pies.
Don't help her.
Oh, don't help her. Nah, that ain't clean. Y'all a family. You got to say, your moms, we a family. We a family.
She said if she can't cook, then I'll starve.
Oh, come on now. You ain't playing them games. She's making so much. She got one item that she struggled with.
How about you just take that potato salad and properly mash it and have your mashed potatoes and call it a day?
Because that ain't going to cut it.
That's how hard it is, Rosenberg.
Well, because also, too, like the potato salad thing, Rosenberg, I've always been like, yo, you don't have to have it. You know what I'm saying? But my mom is white. So, you know what I mean? Yeah. There's a part, but it's, you know, when you black, somebody got to do it. Somebody got to do it for every gathering.
Yeah, I'm intentionally talking trash to set us up for 8 o'clock to argue about this food. Because as a white person, I've never seen potato salad at a Thanksgiving. Ever.
What? Oh my God.
Have you ever been to a black person's house for Thanksgiving?
No.
Well, there you go. That's why.
but it depends where you're from. But most Latinos have potato salad too. Don't get it twisted. Exactly.
Rosenberg, you ever been to a person who speaks Spanish house for Thanksgiving?
No.
Well, there you go. That's why you haven't seen potato salad.
Rosenberg has seen mayonnaise and fruit salad.
Yeah, oh, wow. Shawnee. There you go with the ambrosia shot.
There he goes. Thanks, Shawnee.
Oh, damn it.
Mayonnaise
and fruit salad, Shawnee.
Shawnee spreading misinformation again.
This ain't potato salad.
I know. It's not mayonnaise.
Rico, you won't starve if you know how to make it yourself. So tell your mom's tell, yo. It ain't just your lady who got to make it. Help your lady out.
Yo, the misinformation train, Shawnee, bro. It's crazy. From potato salad and ambrosia to vaccine, Shawnee.
No.
All right,
here we go. 60 seconds on the clock. Right. Taylor, who you want to represent you? Me or Laura Stiles? Or Rosenberg, you want to battle today? You want to go at it with Laura Stiles?
Who want this?
Oh, wow.
I'll do it. All right.
Yeah, all right. All right, 60 seconds on the clock. Shawnee with
the question. Who picking who?
Taylor, who you want, Laura or Rosenberg?
I'm going with Laura.
Yeah.
I'm Taylor.
Here we go now. It's a Thanksgiving special. 60 seconds on the clock. Shawnee with the questions. Let's play. Laura, never lose it.
All right, here we go. Okay, Kanye West and Drake are set to do.
Ooh, come on, Rosenberg.
Set to do a concert for Larry Hoover.
That's right. The Hundred Years' War was fought between England and what country?
Pete. Laura.
Hundred Years' War. I really don't know, I'll be honest. Let's go Spain.
Incorrect.
Okay.
Laura Stiles.
I'm going to take a guess. France.
France is correct.
Oh, come on, Rosenberg.
A posthumous album from which?
Peter.
Ebro.
Pete.
Posthumous album from which? Damn it, I don't know. Pop Smoke?
Incorrect. I'll finish the question. A posthumous album from which A Tribe Called Quest member will be
out in March.
That would be Fife Dog.
Oh, man.
Queens get the money. Okay. Titan is the largest moon belonging to Pete.
Derrick Henry, Tennessee Titans.
Come on, Rosenberg.
You're correct. I'll finish the question. Titan is the largest moon belonging to which planet?
Venus?
Incorrect. That would be Saturn.
Saturn.
But Laura wins.
Damn it. Rico, Taylor, that's what you get for your ambrosia jokes.
Damn it.
Let's go. I figured that Rosenberg. You were my favorite Jew, but it's all good, man.
I got smoked, man.
You see? You see? Don't spread negativity, Rosenberg, just because he took an ambrosia shot.
Well, Taylor, listen, we're hooking
Ebro
you up with a 16-19 project book by Nicole Hannah-Jones. Ebro got a bunch of books and he's hooking you up.
Yeah, man. Shout to Word Books, too, man. Word Books. Got some black-owned bookstore over in Jersey. Got some in Manhattan. We bought a lot of books. And also shout to Nicole Hannah-Jones and her publishing team for lacing us with some books to give away. 1619 Project. I'm going to read it again over the break, too. I bought that. And there's also a children's book that they did called Born on the Water, too. So if you're looking for a new book for your kids for maybe a gift or something, I got one for Issa. But on the way, Flashing Lights, Laura Styles.
Coming up in the Flashing Lights Report, the Grammy nominations are out. We'll break them down. Coming up in Flashing Lights.
Minutes commercial free.
Non-stop hip hop.
Coming up at 7 with Ebro in the morning. Hot 97.
Reconnect with CUNY. Whether you are a first-time college student, a parent, a veteran, or an adult with some college credits, there's a place for you to continue your dreams or start fresh. No matter where you are along your journey, the CUNY Reconnect program can provide financial assistance and one-on-one personalized support to get you going. It's not too late to start again. Go to cuny.edu/reconnect today.
UBS Arena. Hold on! Sexy Red, French Montana, DeVito, Roller Brook, Cash Cobain, Bass Swag, Doja Cat, Honey Baby, Fabio Fari, 41 Cal Rich, Jet Carter, Tata, Chef G is home, baby, Sleepy Hollow, Connie Diamond, 310 Baby, Celebrity Host, Ice Spice and A Boogie, Big Daddy Kane will be celebrating the life of the finisher, Mr. C.
Mr. C, step swimming.
Jadakiss, EPMD, Eric B and Rakim, Method Man and Redman, Lord Tariq and Peter Guns. Yours truly, the curator, the lit digital DJ, Funk Flex on the set. Hosted by Nessa, Ebro, Peter Rosenberg, and Laura Stiles.
30th anniversary of Summer Jam. 30% off right now. This offer ends at midnight on Sunday. Tickets at Ticketmaster.com. Oh, you thought we wasn't going to get it right?
He's on fire.
It's going to get heated today. And I don't think it's good. I don't think it's productive, the arguments we're going to have today. I want to go out on a limb and say, you know, with all the things going on in the world, people are projecting their, traumas and triggers and, anxiety, whatever's going on in the world, into arguing about what should be on the Thanksgiving table. And I just think that you got to be careful. You know, we normally have the great turkey debate, or the great Thanksgiving debate, or whatever we call it, on this day before Thanksgiving, about what goes on the table, what should be there, what doesn't have to be there, blah, 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 blah. It's really just a reason to argue. I mean, and honestly, it's a reason for, because who gets the heatest? Who gets the angriest, y'all? Who lashes out the most in this segment?
Rosenberg.
So really, we do this just so we can hear Rosenberg scream about things regarding food.
I will not scream. I accept.
You just screamed a minute ago.
No, I didn't.
Off the air.
What'd I say?
You was like, I don't want peas because I'm not effing three. About peas.
That was just a line to make Laura laugh, which it succeeded because babies eat peas. And, yeah, I'm good on peas. That's true, but I'm not going to scream about
it. Yeah, but what about pigeon peas or black-eyed peas?
I don't know what pigeon peas are. I don't have a pet pigeon. Maybe Iron Mike knows about pigeon peas.
You've had pigeon peas, maybe.
You've had it in rice and peas.
As God is my
peas
witness.
Peas and rice.
My witness, I've never heard the word pigeon peas till 48 seconds ago.
Yeah, that's what we make peas and rice with.
That's what peas and rice is.
Yeah.
I don't. What is a pigeon pea?
It's a specific pea. That's not.
It's a smaller pea. It's not green.
It's not the green pea.
What color is it?
It's brown.
It's brown.
Well, all respect to peas and
You might have thought you were having rice and beans, and you were having rice and peas.
I'll tell you the truth. I've heard, I know that rice and peas obviously are a cultural thing. People eat it. They love it. Mm-hmm. I don't know if I've ever had rice and peas.
What about black-eyed peas?
Like, you know, I know I've seen it on menus at soul food restaurants and whatnot. I don't know that I've ever ordered it and had it.
Mm.
Black-eyed peas. That's the joint. That's the jam. Turn that.
See, I knew he was gonna do it. I knew he was gonna do it. I knew he was gonna do it.
You know. And then after they made "Where's the Love," I was like, "I'll never eat this food."
Let's go, flashing lights, Lord Staff. Let's go.
No, they played that multiple times at the resort I was at last week. I was like, "Get me out of here!" Once I hear "Where's the Love," I'm out.
Get me out of here.
All right, guys, so the 2022 Grammy Award Show is officially on the way. This is the 64th annual.
Mm.
All right. So the Recording Academy announced the nominations. Look, it's 86 categories, all right? So it's going down on January 31st on CBS.
Mm-hmm.
And just so you know, wait, where's the date that I saw? The 64 Grammy Awards, they recognize recordings released between September 1st, 2020 to September 30th, 2021.
Yeah, so there's artists like, you know, like my bro Wale, who's got a phenomenal album. He didn't make the cutoff.
Right. So you just got to just keep that in mind when you're like, well, why didn't this person? They have to just kind of make the year. So in general field, for record of the year,
Silk Sonic.
Okay, hold on. I still have faith in you, ABBA.
Yeah, they do. They're on record of the year, song of the year, best R&B song, and best R&B.
A record for freedom.
Tony Bennett and Lady Gaga, I get a kick out of you. Peaches, Justin Bieber. That's with Daniel Caesar and Giveon.
I like that one.
Kiss Me More, Doja Cat and SZA.
Like that one too.
Happier Ever After, Billie Eilish. Montero.
Nah, Billie, love you, but nah.
Call Me By Your Name, Lil Nas X.
I think Industry Baby was bigger than Montero. What y'all think?
Silk Sonic, Leave the Door Open.
That's the one.
I think that's the one that's going to take it. But
I don't know if it actually wins, but I wanted to. But it's Bruno Mars. So Bruno Mars has, you know, he's got a very, with the Grammy voting folks, he's got a lot of success there. So the odds are in his favor there.
But
he's a familiar name. Bieber too.
I mean, I got, because you're not going to like this, but that's kind of a weak record of the year category, in my opinion. Peaches is cool. It's cool.
Peaches. Leave the Door Open is fuego.
Leave the Door Open is cool. I don't see it as record of the year overall, all genres. It's cool. It's a fun.
What would you say is bigger or better or
not,
more
not
interesting
bigger.
For you?
No. It was a light year in terms of smashes, but I don't know.
Year in terms of smashes that you thought were like stand the test of time smashes.
Yes, exactly. That weren't just like fun, but a really epic.
Important.
Important, if you will.
Well, I mean, Kiss Me More, SZA, and Doja. I mean, that's a great record, too.
That's a fun one, also. I mean, we're like a year removed from it being like all about protest songs and stuff. And then 1 year later, it's just back to nonsense. All good. You know what I'm saying, though? There's a juxtaposition.
Yeah. You want to hear Album of the Year?
Oh, yes.
So we have John Batiste with We Are, Tony Shout Bennett to and Lady Gaga, Love for Sale. Justin Bieber with Justice, Planet Her, Doja Cat for Album of the Year, Billie Eilish, Happier Ever After, Her, Back of My Mind, Montero, Lil Nas X, Olivia Rodrigo with Sour, Taylor Swift, Evermore, and Donda, Kanye West.
Wait. They do this now like the Oscars? They do 10 nominees for Album of the
Year? Yeah, I guess they expanded. I thought it was only like 6 or something.
Bruh, that's what I said. I said, why so
many? Okay.
Why so many?
Look, I'll be honest. And obviously, I'm not in the Gaga Tony Bennett sphere, so I have no idea.
Who is? I want to know who's in that sphere.
I don't know.
I'll
be honest. Olivia Rodrigo isn't in our world, but it's massive out here, and she's damn talented.
Yes,
okay.
I've
listened to the album with Issa, and it's pretty good.
All right.
It ain't. Olivia Rodrigo's album, just album for album, and I'm not even a big fan of everything on Donda, but as a cohesive body of of focused art. Donda's a damn good album. Like, you know what I mean? I don't like all the songs per se. Like, musically, I don't like it. But the way it's focused and the way it's put together is a damn good album. Who else was on there?
I mean,
I already skipped that. I'm past that. Let's go.
But I would want to know is, has Kanye ever been nominated for Album of the Year before?
Yeah, I don't know.
I doubt it. Let's look, but I doubt it. And so for it to be Donda to me is interesting, but I mean.
All right.
It's got joints.
All right, real joints, quick. Joints, go. Joints. Best rap album, J. Cole.
Well, we're running out of time now.
Just real quick, J. Cole, Drake, Nas, Tyler, the Creator, and Kanye West.
It's between J. Cole and Tyler for me. And Kanye.
Tyler had a great album. But we'll see. That's your flashing lights report. The time
we got to come back to that rap album, though. Like, we can't have that be a throwaway. We got to, you know what I mean?
We got to come back. High of 48 degrees. Alternate side parking rules are in effect.
New York, 97 minutes commercial free.
Yeah.
Commercial free coming up at 7 with Ebro in the morning. Hot 97.
Reconnect with CUNY. Whether you are a first-time college student, a parent, a veteran, or an adult with some college credits, there's a place for you to continue your dreams or start fresh. No matter where you are along your journey, the CUNY Reconnect program can provide financial assistance and one-on-one personalized support to get you going. It's not too late to start again. Go to cuny.edu/reconnect today.
Montana, DeVito, Roller Brook, Cash Cobain, Bass Swag, Doja Cat, Honey Baby, Fabio Fari, 41 Cal Rich, Jeff Carter, Tata, Chef G is home, baby, Sleepy Hollow, Connie Diamond, 310 Baby, Celebrity Host, Ice Spice and A Boogie, Big Daddy Kane will be celebrating the life of the finisher, Mr. C,
Mr. C, Step Swimming,
Jadakiss, EPMD, Eric B and Rakim, Method Man and Redman, Lord Tariq and Peter Guns, yours truly the curator, the lit digital DJ Funk Flex on the set, hosted by Nessa, Ebro, Peter Rosenberg, and Laura Stiles. 30th anniversary of Summer Jam, 30% off right now. This offer ends at midnight on Sunday. Tickets at Ticketmaster.com. Oh, you thought we wasn't going to get it right?
He's on fire!
Ladies and gentlemen, you know, after an amazing start to the season, I mean, remember that first Knicks game, the home opener? I mean, it was like a championship was won. It was a great time. Bing bong. Big bing bong top. And shout to the Knicks for barely holding on to beat the LeBron-less Lakers last night at the Garden. Yeah. You know, the talk is always like, you know, what changes are the Knicks going to make, et cetera, et cetera. Now the Knicks are what? A game above 500? Is that what we're talking about? Two games above 500?
10-8, yep.
That's not what you want. This is, how is this better than any other year? Just because you're two games above 500? I guess it's promising because you got Thibodeau. You got some things happening. But Knicks fans, I love you. I think you're the best fans in the NBA.
Right?
That's right.
But Knicks team, you get this.
Wait.
Congratulations. You played yourself.
Wait. You're not.
You're not. You cannot. On the radio. You're not doing
you
this,
cannot. So you cannot. You cannot continue to blow and barely win these games. You're up by 25 against the LeBron-less Lakers at home.
Wait, your team is the Lakers, correct?
Yeah.
And they lost to the Knicks.
The hit the and Lakers got on with the button.
And hold
hit
on,
the Lakers
on
the, with the
congratulations.
Button.
Congratulations.
No,
that's fine. Hit that's Ebro fine. With the button. But how are you getting facts. On the radio and congratulating
congratulations.
The team
you
who beat your
yourself.
Team?
Because the Lakers, I told you guys months ago, the Lakers are the Expendables. The Lakers are Ocean's 14. This is the last. This is they're trying to get just their last hoorah. They're barely getting by. DeAndre Jordan can barely run. Dwight Howard, people pass him like he's a statue. Rondo, I mean, who's the point guard on the Lakers? The Lakers got problems. But their fan base isn't, or me, isn't acting like they won the chip every time they win a game either.
This New York, baby. You know what I'm saying?
What does that mean exactly? You celebrate things that aren't too...
Our energy different. Our energy different. They win, we saluting you and celebrating you like it's your birthday every time.
Shani, you doing? Shani, name one player on the Knicks. Name two. Name two.
Anthony Mason. What you mean?
Wow.
Patrick Ewing. Starks. What you mean?
Yo, the Knicks faithful is in the building.
Exactly. But that's not the conversation. The conversation is how we celebrate the Knicks when they win. Period.
No, it's
period. No, it's over.
No,
it's
over.
There's nothing else to say.
Well, guess what? Y'all keep celebrating. Keep celebrating mediocrity, and that's what you're gonna get. You know what I'm saying? But I love the fans. I repeat, I love seeing y'all happy.
Well, guess what? They don't love you.
So get happy about something.
They don't love you this morning, sir.
That's fine.
Congratulations.
I'm just being honest with y'all. I'm just being honest. Same way I'm honest with my local team, the Brooklyn Nets. Like, there's nothing to be excited about. They're number one, what are they, number one in the East? But, we won't know until y'all get to the chip. Anything short of a championship for the Nets is a failure.
Can we give Ebro the button for seriously, with no irony at all, using the term my local team? We need to hit the button for that.
Congratulations. You played yourself.
My local team.
That's my local team.
It's my local team.
Laura, what you got today?
I guess I'm going to go with did you guys see the whole Kevin Durant ashy drama?
Man. Mm-hmm.
I analyzed it. I broke it down. I did a think piece on it.
So maybe you can share, Ebro, because Slam Kicks posted a picture highlighting his shoes, but people started zooming in on it's like 1 inch of skin between his tights and his socks.
Well, because it looked like he had run through... In Scarface, when at the end there, before Tony Montana gets shot up and he's got the yes. pounds of cocaine on the desk,
yes.
It looks like Kevin Durant's leg looked like he ran through that pile of cocaine, and it's just all over his leg on his way to the game. God. That's how ashy wow. Kevin Durant is.
The comments and the memes were so crazy. What'd you say, Cass? Yeah.
I said it looked like crocodile skin. It was really bad.
Oh. Yo, no. The funniest, and I'm a nerd, and I'm a map nerd. The funniest comment I saw was that it looked like a topographical map of Utah. It looked like a snow-filled mountain range. That's what his leg looked like. Yo, in all seriousness, I spent time thinking about it. That level of ash is not just, I took a shower this morning and didn't put on lotion.
No,
one time. That level of ash. No. That level of ash is not, I took a shower this morning and then I took an after workout shower and I didn't put on lotion. That is a blatant disregard of moisturization over a long period of time. And on purpose. Like, you don't even do that by accident. That is, he looked down at that multiple times after getting out of the shower and getting dressed and was like, F it. I'm going to keep it pushing.
It's so crazy that the sweat wouldn't even moisturize it. You're running up and down.
Yo, my man, I thought the same thing. I was like, yo, Kevin Durant must not sweat. Because how have you warmed up for a professional basketball matchup and and the sweat from your body hasn't even dripped to moisturize your legs or something?
Or the sweat glands in your legs haven't produced enough sweat to get rid of that.
I don't think Kevin Durant sweats, B. I don't think he sweats.
Man, this is not right. But we have the best basketball player in the world playing right here in New York, and this is what he gets.
Damn.
But, Rosemary, have you seen the picture?
Listen, it's not my place as a white person to talk about people's ashiness.
Rosenberg just started using lotion 2 years ago.
Right. I mean, listen, it's a different situation, right? Everyone has their own cross to bear. But
anyway,
if it was always like this, let me just say this. People would have seen this before. So, it's Ebro, to your point, I don't know if you're right, because if this had been a consistent problem, people would have seen it. So it must have come on somewhat recently.
Well, but that's what I'm saying. I think he's got a lot on his mind. You know what I'm saying? You know, he's focused on basketball, not lotion. And then that's the only thing I could come up with. I really spent time on this, but this is a blatant disregard.
Congratulations.
So. I'm about to pull my y'all broke card in a second. F y'all.
Wow.
He knows, because he knows there's no comeback. There's not. All you can say is, man, whatever, y'all broke. That's all you can say.
Congratulations.
That's all you can say.
You played yourself.
Rosenberg was on your list.
I got a follow-up from yesterday's Congratulations, You Played Yourself, where I talked about the maniac who jumped over the barricade at WWE at the Barclays Center.
Mm.
A 24-year-old.
I went looking for a picture of him.
24-year-old Brooklyn man. He's been charged now.
Oof.
Couple of different charges for him. One for assault and one for, like, disruption of an artistic or cultural event or something, which I...
I love that charge right there. Disruption of an artistic or cultural event's the illest charge you
can get. I never heard of that. I didn't know that was a thing.
First time, yeah.
So the double congrats, it's a triple congrats. Okay. Number one, of course, the congrats to the guy who did it, which people found video that he posted. And listen, he's obviously not a well person. He's delusional. He was catfished by a fake Seth Rollins. He thought he was a part of the storyline involving The Rock. He's not well, right? I mean, as you would guess from someone who would do that, he's not well, okay? But congratulations for people, like, there are wrestling places reporting it and, like, giving out the information on him like his story needs to be told.
I'll be honest. I went and looked for his photo. I was interested, Roseburg.
I know, but hopefully you didn't publicize it because you don't want to encourage people to do this sort of thing.
I mean, I thought about coming on the air this morning and giving the guy a shout out until I found out that he wasn't well. And I was like, let me not play around here. I looked for his name and photos.
Did you see the video of him talking?
No. I saw photos of him and I was like, oh, this dude crazy. I'm not playing around.
Yeah, he was having imaginary conversations with Seth Rollins, and he said Vince McMahon and Goldberg told him to do this. Like, it's all, you know, crazy talk. So hopefully he gets help because he's not well. Fortunately, Seth Rollins is fine, but then a great wrestler.
Well, fortunately, this guy is fine because let me tell you something. You attack a wrestler, you know what I'm saying, in that environment, you could really get hurt.
So Chavo Guerrero Jr., great wrestler in his own right, tweeted, "Remember when wrestlers were tougher than the fans? Ah, the good old days." And I'm sorry, Chavo, I love you, but I got to hit you with this button.
Congratulations, you played yourself.
Yo, Seth Rollins started that situation with a man running at him full speed that he didn't know existed. And before they hit the ground, Ebro, he basically had the guy in
he had
full
him in the guillotine.
Hit the ground. Hmm? So is the standard that he should have stood up on national TV, Seth Rollins, who's a big dude in WWE, a father of a new child, should have beaten the man to death in public? Nah, you let security do what they do and
now,
keep
but
it moving.
But who's this guy tweeting, though, bro?
Chavo's an old school wrestler.
He just wants some smoke. He's trolling.
No, absolutely. And that's why, listen, Chavo tried
Yo,
to stir
Chavo,
ups.
Man. Yo, no, Chavo.
Chavo.
Oh, Chavo. My bad. Yo, Chavo, chill. I thought he said Chapo. My bad.
Hit Ebro with the button for bringing up Chapo.
Congratulations. You played.
Yo, Chapo, chill, man.
It's not El Chapo. It's Chavo.
Playing yourself, yo.
Yo, chill, chill.
Ebro in the morning with Laura Styles and Rosenberg.
Yo, look, fam. Listen. Hopefully getting everything together for your Thanksgiving gathering. Give thanks, man. I'm thankful for y'all, man. I just want to say, man, we have a lot of environments that we've all worked in media or otherwise, we have the fortunate situation here on Ebro, Lauren, Rosenberg, where every day we get to work with people we genuinely love.
I'm going to tear up on this Thanksgiving episode.
It's so true. It's so true. I know people who hate the people they work with, and there's others that it's very obvious that they just clock in and clock out.
I know. You're like, damn, that looks miserable. And it's crazy.
We're fortunate. And for years, bro. Like, years. Like, that's rare.
It's also, like, it's crazy because you realize, you ever think about the friends that you talk to in your life?
Mm-hmm.
And, like, I have my best friend in the world, the person I always refer to as my best friend, even if Ebro makes fun of me for saying my best friend, because he's my childhood best friend.
Well, you have, like, nine best friends. You're like a 12-year-old girl.
But I mean my best friend. my best friend Ben, who I always refer to as my Ben. Best friend. Yo, I talk to Ben on the phone every few months. You know what I'm saying? I talk to you guys more than anyone in my life. Like, this is really, like, it's not a game. Like, every single day.
That's right.
It's like when the mics go off, we keep talking.
Keep texting on group chats.
Yo, we text all day.
All day.
Sometimes on the weekend, and then I get annoyed, but still, I'm happy to hear from you guys.
Wait, you get annoyed when people text you on the weekend?
Let me be honest.
It's Juanito.
Well, no. Always Juanito. Juanito almost never sends anything to the group worthwhile. But when Ebro hits us with like that political thing on the weekend, I'm like, yo, Ebro, I'm off the clock, man. Don't send me this nastiness on
Saturday.
That's
what I do in my private time.
Y'all think it's just lucky
for the radio? Nah, I'm really reading this stuff.
We're really lucky. And when listeners like catch us on the street and they say, why didn't you da-da-da-da? You know, I was like, you guys are really friends? I'm like, yeah, we're really friends. Like, outside of our show, we're friends.
And our listeners, it cultivates people who are so cool, man. Like, our listeners, I was walking around yesterday for the first time in a long time, just around Midtown during the day. Man, shout out to all the truck drivers. People were jumping out of their truck to talk to me.
People who listen to us, man,
and drive around, man. Like, really awesome New York people who just hear us every day. Saw them at the Barclays Center the other day. We love you guys, man. We're so grateful to get to do this. I've been doing this for 15 years. So,
yo, I got love at MSG, bro. When I went to MSG for Dave Chappelle.
Even MSG, who you diss all the time.
I diss MSG all the time. Yo, shout out there all the guys that was working at MSG showing love. They was like, yo, bro, what's going on? You in? They were surprised to see me because I talk so much trash, probably.
See? Guys, I think next year we've been doing this for 10 years.
Well, you would know, Laura. You were.
I think.
10 years ago would make
I think next year is our 10-year anniversary.
Let's not remind people.
Okay.
Let's act like the show's brand new.
Yo, it's brand new.
Management will start looking at it like, 10 years? Wait, hold on, man.
Well said.
Hold on now. Hold on now.
Anyway, we love you
Cast
guys.
One, let's go, brother. Happy Thanksgiving. I love you guys. I'm giving thanks for my team here, my family, everybody tuned in that supports us, whether I know you for real, and for real life, or I just know you through the radio. We thankful for you, and we call you family. You know what I mean? And friends of the show. Casto.
Too hungry for yogurt.
Oh, yeah.
Exactly. Thanksgiving bars. Yo, shout to the rap purists out there who get angry and tweet us when this song plays, like, yo, y'all playing parody songs and you not supporting the new rappers out of New York, but you're playing this trash. Yo, man, relax. Have fun. That's why nobody don't want to go to your events, because you're angry.
Smile, man.
Man, smile, have fun. Yo, you not supporting local artists, you just playing this parody songs. Shut up.
Reconnect with CUNY. Whether you are a first-time college student, a parent, a veteran, or an adult with some college credits, there's a place for you to continue your dreams or start fresh. No matter where you are along your journey, the CUNY Reconnect program can provide financial assistance and one-on-one personalized support to get you going. It's not too late to start again. Go to cuny.edu/reconnect today.
UBS Arena. Hold on. Sexy Red. French Montana. DeVito. Roller Brook. Cash Cobain. Bass Swag. Doja Cat. Honey Baby. Fabio Fari. 41 Cal Rich. Jet Carter. Tata. Chef G is home, baby. Sleepy Hollow. Connie Diamond. 310 Baby. Celebrity Host. Ice Spice and A Boogie. Big Daddy Kane will be celebrating the life of the finisher, Mr. C.
Mr. C. Step Swimming.
Jadakiss. EPMD. Eric B. and Rakim. Method Man and Redman. Lord Yours truly, the curator, the lit digital DJ, Funk Flex on the set. Hosted by Nessa, Ebro, Peter Rosenberg, and Laura Stiles. 30th anniversary of Summer Jam. 30% off right now. This offer ends at midnight on Sunday. Tickets at Ticketmaster.com. Oh, you thought we wasn't going to get it right?
He's on fire.
Yo, shout to Shell, 19192916. Shell. Well, let's go with Shell, whatever your ad is. She added the squad and said Union City over in New Jersey, the Union City Mustangs, they beat Passaic. Mm. I guess it was. It looks like it was a football championship. 9 to 10 year olds. They played their little hearts out and went undefeated this season. Yo, shout out to the kids, man. I was telling Rosenberg and Laura, telling the team just a second ago. Hey, no, y'all know I'll cry in a minute. Little League World Series on TV.
Me too.
What? Fight. Listen here.
It'll get you.
It'll get you. Man. I can't handle it. These little kids putting in all that little hard work, little legs running all fast.
I cannot.
Get somewhere, trying to be somebody. And then the losing team looks like, oh man, their world is just over. It's over. Yeah. And the winning team is just never see. It's just, oh man, the way the emotions are diametrically opposed, it just rips your heart out.
Rosenberg, who will cry first, Ebro or me?
It depends on the circumstance.
It's a toss-up, right?
Who's the one? And by the way, if I start crying, I can't. Ebro can't look at me, and I can't look at him.
Honestly,
be like,
can I tell you the truth? If Laura Stiles' voice cracks, I'm crying. That's his.
I actually believe, Shawnee, correct me if I'm wrong. Mm-hmm. I think every time Ebro's ever cried on the show, it started with Laura.
Me crying first.
Probably, yeah.
I think every time it's Laura exactly. crying, then he's like, "I," and I'm like, "What?"
He's like, "Cause you know, I'm so strong." It's true. It's true.
It's so funny.
Nah, man, I don't even. I just go. I be trying. The only thing I can,
no,
I try
man,
to keep
you,
it together
you
so
fight
I can
it.
Talk.
Yeah, you
well,
fight
because I can talk. Otherwise, I can't talk.
Yeah, you're not gonna just get up here and be like, just openly be like, and you know.
I can't even go there. I can't even finish the segment. It's a wrap.
Next time,
try to keep some composure.
Listen, you got two co-hosts. Next time, just I want to see you full on weep. I got it. I'll pick up the pieces.
Just go.
Just
be
go,
free,
man.
Right? Be free.
Be free. Let go and just
let go.
Weep.
Be free.
No. Sometimes deep down in my heart,
yeah, you gotta talk.
I still love you.
Yeah, talk through the tears.
See, I don't let the song cry. I cry, damn it. I want to get it out. You know, call right now, 800-223-9797. We got prizes.
It's DJ Cash. It's DJ Cash. DJ Cash.
Yo, man.
Yo, I got tickets for the people today.
What you got?
Big talk. Monday Night Raw, November 29th at the brand new UBS Arena on Long Island. You and your family
wow.
be there. You know what I'm saying? You're smarter than me.
Listen,
yo, the fact that they named this arena after Bullish is pretty amazing.
UBS?
The way the Islanders are BSing on the ice, man.
Yo, that's crazy. I just realized that. I never got that.
Listen, Monday night, by the way, at Raw, it's not just going to be Raw. The superstars of SmackDown are going to be there. They're doing it big for the first ever show on Long Island. Great family situation. Long Island's one of my favorite places to see WWE. So cop your tickets or someone can win them right now.
What is it about Long Island that makes it one of your favorite places?
I thought it was the Barclays Center.
No, I love Barclays Center. It's great. But Long Island's, I've always... I don't know if I prefer
Why?
It. It's just different. It's like it has this weird small market feel, even though you're close.
I get what you're saying.
You're near the city, but they don't have the same things as Brooklyn or Manhattan out there. You know what I'm saying?
They're not as cool. Just say it. They're not as cool, and they're ready to go harder for wrestling.
They might
not cool in the sense of like cool, but like they don't try to act cool.
Right.
No, they're gonna go for it. They go hard for the Islanders. They go hard for wrestling. They go hard for everything that comes out there. So,
I get it.
It'll be a fun one on Monday. I know Roman Reigns is gonna be in the building. It's gonna be a good time.
Who we got online? Shawnee Culture to be smarter than DJ Cass one, which isn't very hard.
We got Alex.
Alex,
what's going on?
What's going on? Listen, we measure intellect here on how quick you can answer this question from Laura Stiles, Alex, and happy Thanksgiving.
Happy Thanksgiving. Happy Thanksgiving to the whole show.
Thank you, fam.
Thank you,
Laura,
Alex.
What you got?
It's a hard one, Alex, so focus, okay? Can you tell us what month is Thanksgiving in?
November.
Wow. Yo, he was stuck for a second. That was tough.
Yo.
Listen, it used to be in October.
Caswin is so annoyed. All right, Caswin, here's your question. Which founding father wanted the turkey as the national bird rather than the bald eagle?
George Washington.
Ben Franklin.
Damn, that was my second guess.
See, that's why they didn't let him be president.
Damn it.
That's why they never let Ben Franklin be president. Really, fam, the turkey? It was like, get out of here, son.
Exactly.
Go fly your kite.
Go fly your kite.
Yo, my mans, we got you laced up. WWE tickets. What's the whole scenario, Casto?
Oh, Monday's happening at the UBS Arena. And according to Rosenberg, the whole squad's going to be there. The whole WWE squad.
Crazy.
Right?
So Long Island, go get those tickets, man.
Yeah. Yeah.
Thank you so much. Thank you so much, Ebro, Laura, Rosenberg.
No, we love you.
Happy Thanksgiving, man.
Happy Thanksgiving.
Yo.
Happy
Thanksgiving. God bless.
Why they put, yo, who just sent me this? Why did they put the Michael Jackson eye, or the Michael Jordan eyes, tearing up on KD's ashy ankle? The tears from Michael Jordan's eyes have moisturized KD's ashy ankle.
Oh, God.
I'm glad people got time for this, man. It's a lot of stress going on in the world. So, wow. On the way, flashing lights.
You think KD is seriously annoyed or jokingly annoyed?
He's annoyed as anybody else is talking trash. But KD trolls people too, man. KD trolls people. He talks trash. He's got burner social media accounts. Like, come on, son.
Right, that's true.
You got caught out there ashy. And by the way, if you black, you've been caught out here ashy. It's happened to all of us.
Right.
And they've got.
And especially New York. Yo, New York City in the winter. Mm-hmm. The ash comes on at rates that are almost unstoppable. Yeah, you could moisturize one morning, go outside, and by lunchtime, you're looking for more lotion. Like, it's dry out here right now when it's cold, man. Laura, what you got for Flashing Lights?
Coming up, Flashing Lights Report, we will discuss the category is rap. Grammy Award nominations are out. We'll discuss Best Rap Album and more coming up next.
Ooh, this Donda. This Donda.
This rings.
Reconnect with CUNY. Whether you are a first-time college student, a parent, a veteran, or an adult with some college credits, there's a place for you to continue your dreams or start fresh. No matter where you are along your journey, the CUNY Reconnect program can provide financial assistance and one-on-one personalized support to get you going. It's not too late to start again. Go to cuny.edu/reconnect today.
Montana, DeVito, Roller Brook, Cash Cobain, Bass Swag, Doja Cat, Honey Baby, Fabio Fari, 41 Cal Rich, Jet Carter, Tata, Chef G is home, baby, Sleepy Hollow, Connie Diamond, 310 Baby, Celebrity Host, Ice Spice and A Boogie, Big Daddy Kane will be celebrating the life of the finisher, Mr. C,
Step Swimming,
Jadakiss, EPMD, Eric B and Rakim, Method Man and Redman, Lord Tariq and Peter Guns, yours truly the curator, the lit digital DJ, Funk Flex on the set, hosted by Nessa, Ebro, Peter Rosenberg, and Laura Stiles. 30th anniversary of Summer Jam, 30% off right now. This offer ends at midnight on Sunday. Tickets at Ticketmaster.com. Oh, you thought we wasn't going to get it right?
He's on fire!
Ebro, Laura Rosenberg, good morning. Give thanks. Man, we together. We've been saying it the last couple of days. I know it's tough, man. Listen, just last night, y'all, a friend of mine, my childhood friend's in town. I mean, I've known her since we was in the sixth grade. We're both godparents. One of our friends that we all grew up together got murdered, and we became the godparents of her kids and, you know, been trying to help support and all of this. But anyway, we get together periodically. She's in town. Sister lives in Brooklyn. We went to a restaurant last night. On my way through Manhattan last night, I literally got out of my car in traffic, to direct traffic. That's how bad the gridlock was last night. scream me. And somebody probably got video.
Wait, what?
You heard what I said, Sean.
A traffic guard?
You're telling us this at 7:58 that you were a traffic cop last night?
In the middle of
the intersection? I got out of the car. Yo, people was like, yo, Ebro, what's good? I was like, yo, chill, stay right there. Directing traffic. Yo, my man, why you pulling it? Why you blocking the box, yo? Yo, why you blocking the box?
In Manhattan.
Yo, right up the block from the radio station, because I was going to Brooklyn. So I was figured, you know what? I'm going to stay off Canal. I'm not going to go down through the Battery Tunnel. You know, I'm going to try to ease up. And right there at Varick and Carmine, whatever that is right there, was a mess over there by the Shake Shack. So I'm out in the middle of traffic. Come on. Fill in the gap right here. Fill in the gap. Yo, why you driving like that? Yo, my man, you don't got to be like that, son. Come on. Last night.
How'd it work out for you?
It was great. Actually got the traffic flowing. I jumped back in my car, was able to get through the intersection. Got a big... Why do big delivery trucks pull into the middle of the intersection, son?
What you mean?
They're like bullies.
Why are you in the middle of the intersection? You know your truck is the size of the intersection and there's traffic. Why would you enter the intersection knowing that you can't get all the way through? Please explain. Why would you block the box?
It's not right. It's not right.
I'm still getting over the fact that you was out in the middle of the street.
Right.
No, I wasn't like angry with him. I was trying to help, man.
Right. But you just said it like, yo, why you? And you was
because I was having real talk with you. Like, yo, why you? Think about what you're doing right now. We're all stuck, and you're making it worse. You're not helping yourself. Think about what you're doing right now. And why can't people merge? Like, why? What's so hard about alternating? Like, why you pulling all up on the side of my car like you don't see all of us alternating? I'm letting this person go, then I go, then you go. Like, what's your problem?
So you helping sounds a lot like you yelling at people, I'll be honest.
Yeah, and you said, you know what I'm saying, that people are very emotional this time of year. You know this is the week of Thanksgiving.
Well, that's why I said I almost got caught up last night. Almost got caught up. But it turned into fun because there was people in their cars like, yeah, okay, boom, all right. And then we was all out there together trying to make things better. So it worked out, man. We got through the traffic jam.
Unity.
We worked together.
Unity in the community.
That's right.
So this was positive.
That's right. And there was this old white dude. He wanted to run up and give the middle finger. No. Wait. The reason I got out my car is because this old white dude got out of his car and started flipping people off and screaming at people. So I was like, yo, my man, that ain't going to help. You're not helping.
Ebro, how much of this story is real? How much is
it? It's 100% real. 100% real.
Can I tell you the truth?
So he flipped somebody the finger and you was like, the music changed and you was like, my man. No.
I kind of yelled. I was like, yo, my man, that ain't helping.
Laura,
don't do that.
Laura, doesn't he sound like a little kid telling stories?
I gotta go.
Yo, if you was in the traffic, my man in the orange Jeep that was honking with the Puerto Rican flag, if you was in traffic talking about, Ebro, call into the radio station.
And then there was a dinosaur, and the dinosaur was blue, and the blue dinosaur came, and it fell down.
Look, you don't have to believe my stories. I share my stories. When your stories happen and when we want to share them on the radio, when you wilding on trains, we don't bring that up on the radio.
Trains? Well, my stories are real, Ebro. Wow. This story.
Exactly.
I don't know if this story is real.
On that note, it's flashing lights.
Hey, let's get to flashing lights.
Damn, man. Try to joke with someone. Here you go. I'm ready for Brent.
All right, we discussed the Grammy nominations earlier, but we need to deep dive into the Best Rap Album category.
Ooh.
All right, here we go. Nominations are J. Cole with The Offseason, Drake, Certified Lover Boy, Nas, King's Disease 2, Tyler, the Creator, Call Me If You Get Lost, and Kanye West with Donda.
Now, look, I don't like all the songs on Donda, as musically speaking. But the cohesiveness of the total project, the rollout, the contribution, you know, because these album conversations in the Grammys are about the engineers and the mixing and the writing and the artist performance. And Donda has a great case for one of these albums, whether it's rap album or album of the year. It's a great case for that.
I would say that for Tyler, the Creator also.
Yep, yeah. That too.
This category is a stressful one this year because all of those albums are really good.
Now, my favorite listening experience album, like that I listen to the most for me, is the J. Cole album.
See, it's Tyler for me.
I love the Tyler album. J. Cole is there too.
I love the Tyler album, but I listen to the J. Cole album more.
It is a very tough category. Listen, mm-hmm. Kanye, it's not Kanye for me. It's too long, too many songs, too many I would throw away.
Yep.
J. Cole to me is really fantastic. Listen, I was all prepared to be angry because the Grammy people wouldn't accept my album because we didn't have a proper label. So I learned sort of about the political side of the process very early.
What you mean? What you mean you didn't have a proper, like, well, tell us. I don't know what that means.
I reached out to people about how you get nominated for a Grammy and was told someone has to, like, nominate you. But then in order to be nominated, your label has to, like, submit. And my quote-unquote label, which isn't really a real label because it's really wholly independent, didn't really allow for it. They wouldn't help us figure out how to do it. And they didn't give us a solution of how it could be done. And people that I know didn't do anything to help. So I was ready to be annoyed and just be like, man, my album. And then I looked at this album category. I was like, oh, I wasn't
going to have made it anyway.
It wasn't going to matter this year. There was no, like, little indie album that slid in there this year. It was heavy hitters this year, boy. And
Some great music came out. Some great projects came out.
I think it's J. Cole or Tyler. I think those are the two best. But I will tell you one thing that's interesting, guys, and people are going to say this is hate. I swear to you it's not, because I definitively like Drake as a person much more than Kanye. But it feels like as time goes on that Kanye is having a longer lasting cultural effect than the Certified Lover Boy. Just saying.
I don't know about that one.
It depends on where you move. It depends on where you're moving at. Like, if you're in the clubs, those Drake records are playing.
Well, Drake's always going to win in the club life.
On the radio, those Drake records are playing. As much as people try to ignore them.
Are they?
What do you mean? Why are they trying to ignore them, Cass? What do you mean?
Like, for example, Roseburg just said, are they? Yeah, we're playing like 3 Drake records consistently every day. It's just going under the record. Fair Trade, Girls Like Girls. There's another
I'm Too
one.
Sexy.
I'm Too Sexy. Mm-hmm. Those are all playing crazy.
So I guess that speaks to my point, though, is that they're playing, but that doesn't feel, I don't know, it just doesn't feel like it's part of a bigger thing to me right now. I understand, Cass. I knew Cass would jump in and disagree. But in your guys' life, does that Certified Lover Boy feel like it's still ringing off in the same way the Kanye record?
This is what I want to say. This is how I would frame it. I hear the Drake records. But because we hear a lot of Drake often, that it kind of just plays in your brain as, oh, okay, it's Drake. When you hear a Kanye record now, it stands out because you haven't really heard Kanye records just out and about. So it kind of hits you harder, I think.
That's a good point. Very good point.
You know what I'm saying? Because, you know, Drake's been successful consistently for as long as your mind can remember. It's constant. Yes. You know what I'm saying? Where Kanye went through a period over the last several years where the only Kanye you wanted to hear was old Kanye. So for him to have new music that you're like, that's Kanye?
I just went through the whole Drake album looking for the right song to parody for Thanksgiving song. And I was like, where's the smash on?
And that's how you're basing your Grammy votes on your whether
God.
Or not.
Oh, Thanksgiving.
It's not Certified Lover Boy or Donda no matter what. It's J. Cole or Tyler to me.
That's your flashing light report. The time is 8:06. Today's a high of 31 degrees. Alternate side parking rules are in effect.
And by the way, I like Lil Nas X as much as the next guy. In fact, I'd say more. There's a lot of nominations for Lil Nas X.
Wait, WQHT New York. Shawnee, somebody's on the phone and saw me directing traffic yesterday.
Oh, man. Let's see who you paid off.
Wow.
No, I'm playing God.
Yo, who's this?
Yo. Yo,
who's
this? Hey, bro.
What's happening, man?
Jared from Brooklyn.
Yo, where'd you see me directing traffic? Let's see if this is real.
Yo, I just left the Shake Shack. I was trying to tell my girl that was Ebro. She thought I was wilding, bro. I was like, yo, that's Ebro from the radio station. She's like, yo, why would he be directing traffic, babe? Like, yo.
That's a good question.
I know I'm not bugging, bro. I knew I wasn't bugging, bro. That's why when you said that, I was like, I told you. I just dropped off the work. I said, I told you. Yo, word of my mother, son. Yo, Shawnee, big up yourself, dog. What up, bro?
Yo, bless up, King. Bless,
bless.
Happy
bless.
Thanksgiving, bro. Word. That's amazing.
Yo, thanks for listening. Thank tell you your girl. Man. Yo, tell your girl. We love her. We love you. Thank you so much.
And she need to believe you when you say something from now on.
Man, but we still not going to believe you, bro. We need proof every time.
Yo, bro, I wish she was still in the car. I'd have told you to tell her, yo. Word
of
my mother.
WQHT HD1 New York. Yeah. Ebro in the morning with Laura Stiles and Rosenberg.
Hot 97.
Reconnect with CUNY. Whether you are a first-time college student, a parent, a veteran, or an adult with some college credits, there's a place for you to continue your dreams or start fresh. No matter where you are along your journey, the CUNY Reconnect program can provide financial assistance and one-on-one personalized support to get you going. It's not too late to start again. Go to cuny.edu/reconnect today.
UBS Arena, Hold On, Sexy Red, French Montana, DeVito, Roller Brook, Cash Cobain, Bass Swag, Doja Cat, Honey Baby, Fabio Fari, 41 Cal Rich, Jet Carter, Tata, Chef G is home, baby, Sleepy Hollow, Connie Diamond, 310 Baby, Celebrity Host, Ice Spice and A Boogie, Big Daddy Kane will be celebrating the life of the finisher, Mr. C,
Mr. C, Step Swimming,
Jadakiss, EPMD, Eric B and Rakim, Method Man and Redman, Lord Yours truly, the curator, the lit digital DJ, Funk Flex on the set. Hosted by Nessa, Ebro, Peter Rosenberg, and Laura Stiles. 30th anniversary of Summer Jam. 30% off right now. This offer ends at midnight on Sunday. Tickets at Ticketmaster.com. Oh, you thought we wasn't going to get it right?
He's on fire.
I'm keeping track of how many times my family doubted me. I'm keeping track. I remember they didn't think I could cut hair. So I had to show them I cut hair, gave Rosenberg the best fade he's ever gotten in his life.
Okay.
They didn't think I could make mac and cheese.
Well, I mean, because you're comfortable fabricating and, you know,
exaggerating. He is an exaggerator, and he is a bit of a fabricator at times.
Admittedly, because
but then he mixes in the real ones. See, this is what he does. This is his genius. This is what makes him like the Wizard of Oz. You know, he tells stories that are made up, but then he sneaks in one that you think is made up, like directing traffic, and it turns out to be true. Man. And then he has his cousin call and say that he saw him.
Right. You know what I'm saying? Call up right now. You know the deal, you know what I'm saying? But your slogan is like, never let the truth stand in the way of a good lie,
get in the way of a good story.
Right. So if that's the words you live by, then how we know what's real?
Listen, are you entertained is the question.
See?
You know what I'm saying?
Yo, it's Ebro, Laura Rosenberg. Happy Thanksgiving, man. We give thanks for y'all. Now, we got some serious situations to deal with. We deal with every year at this time. Rosenberg, are you saying that you want to preempt You Don't Know White-ish Wednesday to argue about food?
It was talked about behind the scenes about what we should do today, and I know a lot of people want White-ish Wednesday. But the idea was, let's give White-ish Wednesday the week off. We'll come back next week, and let's make the White-ish Wednesday a topic, right, which is crazy-ish that white people do at Thanksgiving instead.
Because ain't nothing more white than mayonnaise and fruit. You dig
Shawnee,
what I'm saying?
Shawnee, stop propagating your lies.
I was just saying, when you mix it up all together and it look like a big soup, lumpy
No one does mayo fruit soup, Shawnee.
white people call in. Or black people that have been to white gatherings.
Yeah, I think that's what I want to hear is, like, if you're black but your wife is white or vice versa, and you go to the white family's house and you're like, what the hell did they eat over here? Because I admit my whiteness, especially when it comes to things like food, because I didn't grow up going to black homes for Thanksgiving. I had my family's white and Jewish. I mean, and not Southern at all. Because, you know, with Southern families, it gets mixed up. White and black kind of can get similar food-wise. Right. But Northeast white people, man, we have turkey. Mm-hmm. We got our stuffing. Mm-hmm. Our mashed potatoes.
Okay.
Do they put vegetables in your stuffing, Rosenberg? Because my mom learned how to cook from my black family. But she still had some white attributes, like the tuna casserole. Or why is there celery in the stuffing? What's happening?
Stuffing what? that when my family makes stuffing, there's certainly mushrooms in the stuffing for sure. Celery, I don't know. I don't think celery. But there are vegetables in there, though. There's definitely mushroom and maybe some other vegetables in there, yes. But I bought it this year from Whole Foods, so it is what it is.
And no, and my mom was notorious for putting some raisins in some. That whole joke about why the white people put the raisins in things, my mom would put raisins in some. You'd be like, why is there raisins in here?
I don't support that. I just want to say I'm a white person. I'm anti-raisin. Raisins just popping up for no reason. But I'll tell you this. When you guys say the thing every year that gets me is when black folks consistently tell me, oh, potato salad at Thanksgiving. Right. My head always explodes. I'm like, what is if I don't see if I don't see a picnic table, why am I seeing the potato salad? I don't understand it. It doesn't fit at Thanksgiving for me at all.
Potato salad and Thanksgiving.
Go to
hand in
go,
hand.
Here's the double whammy. Saying? It's about to happen. Go to William, Shawnee.
Go to William. Pondy line.
All right. Pondy line. William, talk to us. This is what we're talking about here.
Raisins William? And potato salad?
Yeah, raisins and potato salad. Where did it happen and who did it?
So I went to my mother-in-law's house for a gathering. And yeah, it was raisins and a potato salad. Messed up the whole mood. I didn't want anything else for the rest of the night.
And now, is your mother-in-law a Caucasian woman?
She is, yeah.
She couldn't help herself, huh? She just couldn't help herself.
She couldn't help herself.
She sees that red sun-made box, and she cannot contain herself.
Sun-made, oh, God.
And she was very excited about it. I mean, she wanted everybody to taste this potato salad.
Oh, my God.
Congratulations. You played yourself.
Oh, no. Yo, shout out to William. But it does happen, so... Listen, that's the question. The line's open. If you're white and you know that white people make some oddball-ish for Thanksgiving, you could call and share. Or if you're not white and you went over to a white family and you were like when Shawnee got a slathering of ambrosia slapped on his plate.
And I was like, what is this?
Yeah, I was sitting right next to Shawnee, too, at the table. I'm we like, both looked at each other like, what is this?
I'm like, yo, why all the mayonnaise on my fruit?
And it's not mayonnaise, it's whipped cream, which is totally different. It literally couldn't be more different than mayonnaise.
You're right. It is whipped cream, but I saw mayonnaise when I looked at it. I
was and like, you've been spreading the lie ever since.
And I was like, I'm not tasting that. It's like, but even in the
even wait, Sean, you didn't cream, even taste it? You didn't taste it?
I think I tasted it to be nice, and, you know, all right, let me see. I had the whipped cream.
But it's you were already thinking of, mayonnaise. It didn't matter.
So I went in with the, you know what I'm saying, had to taste it, like, what's about to happen. But even the whipped cream, it's a lot of cream. That's a lot. It's not ice cream. I'm like, just straight right. Whipped cream?
It still is not that good. Let's just be honest.
I've never had it. I remember that day. My family's never made it. I've never had it served. So it's not like it's common. But Shawnee just won't stop. He thinks white people are just bathing in mayonnaise and fruit.
Facts.
Let's go to Candace. We're talking about... the great Thanksgiving debate, but this year it's whitish.
So
Candace, what happened?
My family's Italian, and they always want to fight about who's going to eat the ass of the turkey.
What?
Ass?
Yeah,
what?
Yeah, I don't know what it is. It's always like, no, like, save me the ass. Give me the ass.
What? I've never heard this in my life.
Wow. Yeah. And I'm with Rosenberg with the whole potato salad thing because I've always been like, what? Like, that don't make sense. But see, whatever, it is what it is. You know.
Well, good luck. Good luck getting the ass tomorrow.
All right, ass is mine.
Guys.
Thanks, Candace.
Happy Thanksgiving.
Now,
so here's if somebody could call and explain a potato salad thing. Love to hear from you, but here's the way it was explained to me with the potato salad long time ago. Mm-hmm. Black people bring the potato salad, mac and cheese and potato salad, because mac and cheese is everywhere too. It's because it whoever's preparing the meal, it tells you whether or not what their level of cooking is. Like, it kind of is that base of like, okay, if the mac and cheese and the potato salad is rocking, you can trust a lot of the food that you're about to have, if that makes sense.
Mm. Really?
Okay.
I never heard that.
You know what I'm saying? That's how it was explained to me by my grandmother. Was like, look, if the potato salad is rocking and the mac and cheese is rocking, the odds that there's a lot of great thing is better. So when you see those two things, it's an indicator that they know what they're doing.
Mm. Can I tell you, okay, well, in my experience, it's just been Thanksgiving for us is we bring everything we like to eat, period. There's no rule.
Yeah.
So we have pernil, we have beans, we have rice, we have plátano maduro. All that stuff at Thanksgiving on the table, along
there
with
is
the
no,
turkey,
there
the
is no season.
Potatoes.
Yeah, there is no season. Well, it's just bring the heat. It's just
potato salad, all of that is that's all everything cultural, that we like to eat is there.
It's on the table.
I have found exactly. That you know the beauty of, and you see this in New York, of course, the most because of how multicultural a city we are. Like people who are not just straight ahead white people, like people who have a different ethnicity of some sort, they bring that whole ethnicity to Thanksgiving plus the American foods.
Right.
You that's get all right. Of it. Like, and even Italians do the whole, they do the whole lasagna before the meal.
We do lasagna too.
You do lasagna?
Lasagna.
We do lasagna.
Ziti? All
yes.
Of it. All of it.
Fam, wait, Shana, it is amazing.
Shana, you do lasagna and ziti?
Because it's a, yeah, two types of zitis. They be having the, like, the right. Meatless and the turkey. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
It's everything. Like, it's a feast.
Everything. Right, everything that we like to eat is on that table. Yo, man. Ebro, everything. Ebro. There are no rules.
Huh. Ebro, explain the cultural, that like, how is it a New York thing of how the ziti would have made it into?
It's because it's rocking. It's right, rocking.
Exactly. If it tastes good, it's rocking. You know how to make it. Bring it to the table.
Because it's rocking and it's good. That's what it sounds like. It's rock. Whatever's rocking.
Yeah.
Bring it.
Bring it to the table. Yeah. Because we're feasting and we giving thanks, and right. It's going to be a lot of people. So bring food.
Pot now up. Listen,
you
this
make
year,
a good oxtail. Bring it to the table.
Bring it.
My girl's making mac and cheese this year. I didn't grow up ever having mac and cheese at Thanksgiving because, you know, my family was kosher growing up. So we couldn't even have – mac and cheese wasn't even an option on the table.
Yeah, because wow. You can't have the milk with the meat.
Didn't even have milk in the potatoes. Then when later on I started having mashed potatoes at other houses, I was like, oh, wait. When you add the cream to this mashed potato, it goes somewhere else.
So does your fart game. It goes somewhere else too.
Yo, man,
it's different. It's
let's not. Go, yo, go to Rebecca, Shawnee Culture.
Yeah.
Hello,
Rebecca. Hello? Good morning. Your grandmother did what? What type of violation did your grandmother pull?
Yeah, you guys are not gonna like this, but someone needed to validate the experience. My grandmother used to put mayonnaise on fruit, like fruit salad.
Mayonnaise on the
with
fruit
with raisin.
Wait, no. Yeah. Wait, your grandmother. Wait, your grandmother would make fruit salad with mayonnaise and raisins.
I swear, bless her soul, if she was here and knew I was telling a secret, she'd be very upset, but she did it.
And your wait, where's your grandmother from? Great. Where's your grandmother from?
Hell.
My grandma grew up in Garden City, so, you know.
So she's just white. She's just white.
We are pretty white. We are all the way white.
See?
Like, I admit it.
What you're telling us is these violations are generational, is what you're telling us.
I stopped the generational trauma, and I do not under any circumstances.
Atta girl, you're brave.
Laura Stiles and Rosenberg.
Yeah.
We celebrate you. We celebrate
way to stop the cycle. Right. Way to stop the cycle.
Thank
we
you.
Love you. Yo, give us some Thanksgiving bars, Cash One. Oh, happy Thanksgiving, everybody. Man. Rosenberg Holiday Classic.
Too hungry for yogurt. Too hungry for yogurt.
Oh,
so
man.
Hungry,
enjoy your family. Enjoy your friends.
Too hungry for a snack. Too
enjoy some
raisins.
Sleep.
Please, mommy,
yo,
no
grandma went far.
Raisins. Okay, all right, that's fine. Yes, please. Man, I'm so hungry. Gonna sneak some mac and cheese. Oh, no. Who's there? I'm scared. Who's that? Grandma, I'm so hungry. I'ma eat your f***ing cat. I'm kidding. No, Grandma, I'm not going to eat Morris. Of course I won't eat Morris. I'm just saying I'm hungry and it's hard not to eat already. You know why? It's a whole lot of turkey in this mouth. Peter, Peter. It's a whole lot of turkey in this mouth. Yeah. Ate don't feed me no tofu, cause tofu is gross. Just put those potatoes right inside my bowl. I'm allergic to pumpkin, but serve that shit cold. I might eat the whole pie on the toilet bowl.
I don't give a fuck, I'll leave on the toilet.
I don't need my cranberry all natural, it's gross to me. I prefer my cran from the can, you see. I like to take potatoes, mix them with the peas. My friends at can't eat pecans, he has Crohn's disease. Mommy, hurry up. If my brother tries to talk, I tell him, shut up. I invest in Popeye's turkey, that's butter. And when I cook it, I'll still add a little butter. I needed some soda, so I went to the bodega. I told my mom and Mahjong friends are banned because they hate
it.
I'm hungry for dessert, but this dinner needs to savor. Now bring the gravy on, because there's a whole lot of turkey in this mouth.
No, legitimately, like tons of turkey here.
It's a whole lot of turkey in this month.
My parents are coming to town. I'm hosting this year. My girlfriend's cooking. It's gonna be made.
No oatmeal raisin cookies, cause oatmeal is gross. Ice cream on the pie, man, that tastes like gold. The kids drink water, man, they don't get no coke. And for tomorrow's breakfast, turn the biscuits into toast. Biscuits and gravy, black beans and rice. Keep abuelo at the bar, cause that month nice. He drank up the Henny and spilled it on the couch. Literally, my mom chased his ass out the house. It's Thanksgiving time, the family is here. Ken's about to celebrate this time, she a year. Ebro's eating vegan, Juanito eats it all. Shawnee ain't vax, so he can go to the mall.
It's true.
We love him all the same, his family for real.
Yeah,
Caswan knows the deal. Shouts to King Louie and Bascom for real. Griff got engaged,
okay,
Juanito's like a dad or stepdad at Jace. Matter of fact, he gets slick, I'll punch him in the face. I'm just kidding, John, just kidding. Relax.
Chill, man.
Yo, happy holidays, everyone. We love you. From Ebro, Laura Styles, and Rosenberg, and the whole squad.
Woo!
Have a wonderful holiday.
Dom the bomb.
From me and mine to you and yours. You know what I'm saying?
Trinay.
Look around and appreciate. Yeah.
Reconnect with CUNY. Whether you are a first-time college student, a parent, a veteran, or an adult with some college credits, there's a place for you to continue your dreams or start fresh. No matter where you are along your journey, the CUNY Reconnect program can provide financial assistance and one-on-one personalized support to get you going. It's not too late to start again. Go to cuny.edu/reconnect today.
Montana, DeVito, Roller Brook, Cash Cobain, Bass Swag, Doja Cat, Honey Baby, Fabio Fari, 41 Cal Rich, Jet Carter, Tata, Chef G is home, baby, Sleepy Hollow, Connie Diamond, 310 Baby, Celebrity Host, Ice Spice and A Boogie, Big Daddy Kane will be celebrating the life of the finisher, Mr. C,
Mr. C, Step Swimming,
Jadakiss, EPMD, Eric B and Rakim, Method Man and Redman, Lord Tariq and Peter Guns, yours truly, the curator, the lit digital DJ, Funk Flex on the set, hosted by Nessa, Ebro, Peter Rosenberg, and Laura Stiles. 30th anniversary of Summer Jam, 30% off right now. This offer ends at midnight on Sunday. Tickets at Ticketmaster.com. Oh, you thought we wasn't going to get it right?
He's on fire!
Thanksgiving time again.
I am hungry.
Oh, you thought it was over?
I mean...
Nah, man, we back.
I am hungry.
How many plates I'm about to have?
Six.
TT with the wand. I mean, where should I really even start? I want meat, but I don't with the dark.
Ooh.
I dress loose sweatpants, extra
another hard. Hit.
Thinking back to the years
Thanksgiving.
They were burnt.
Now
I'm burnt, so hungry, left my niece in the car. Got two birds to fry, one is large. The greens are good, but they always make me fart. I got grandma coming on the way. My cousin told us last year he was gay. He's got a boyfriend, I think his name is Dave. He likes the Cowboys cool anyway. On the couch watching football about to fade. When it's time, bring my turkey with the grip. When it's time, bring my turkey with the grave. If you touch the taters, I'ma put you in your place. My mom told me slow down, dinner ain't a race. I'm really about to tat Thanksgiving on my face. My great aunt TT takes the wine to the face. I'm super turkey man, give me wings and a cake. Mom says green beans, I'm like, nah, go away. Just serve me stuffing that my brother just made me. Pie's too hot, man, that shit burn a lot. Still too hot, bad pie.
eye gets you shot. Bad casserole, now my cousin wanna swap. Trying to swap slop like it's lost in it. Watts. I don't wanna drink cause I'm good where I'm at. My uncle shouldn't eat anymore cause he's fat. Mashed potatoes, cranberries all the way. When it's time to eat, serve my turkey with the gravy.
Bring the turkey, man, it's time for me to eat. Juicy white dog, give me all the meat. Still hungry for the cheese with the Mac. Apple power ice cream, it's crack, crack, crack. Been eating all day, give me more. Give me more. How many servings? Three or four. Watch your plate, I'm like a Thanksgiving vulture. So drunk, I thought I was Shawnee Culture.
Shawnee Culture in the mother of every place. Shawnee Culture in the mother of every place.
And I live from Jamaica. Or is it Trinidad?
It's Trinidad.
Pause.
Let's get to the gurus.
Hey, yo, it's time for the gurus, Shawnee Culture and Rosenberg. And Laura, you know you are a beautiful queen. Ebro, don't ever play yourself. You're not a guru.
Ah, the guru, Laura, at gmail.com.
Yes, yes, yes.
I know you're saying you don't sound like the guru, Laura. Well, she just locked out and is on her way to Dominican Republic with the fam.
That's right, that's right, that's right. Gambu.
Now she don't want us to talk. She don't want to talk about how nervous she is taking her baby on the first trip with all the germs and everything, right?
Yeah.
Well, it's gonna be a lot of family friends trying to pick up the baby,
kissing the baby.
She's like, "Yo, chill, fam. We still in a pandemic. We'll get those stories next week." But we send the best to the Styles family.
Yeah.
On their travels to DR, and you can reach out to us, thegurulaura@gmail.com, as Shawnee burns sage.
That's right, cleansing the energy.
I lead us in breathing exercises.
Zin.
And I read the first email I see it to thegurulaura@gmail.com. Good morning, gurus. First off, thank you for making my ride to work so much better every day.
Hey, you're welcome.
Shout out to Africa.
You guys are great. Here's the situation. My parents went away on a week's vacation.
Ah, Will Smith.
Well done, Shawnee. You do know white ish.
Wow.
I mean, parents just don't understand was
man. Amazing.
Yeah. But it was white. That thing crossed all the way over. I mean, it was on it the pop stations.
Sure. He's
yeah.
black.
Bad, bad.
All right, so they went away on a week's vacation.
No, they didn't. Just here's the situation.
Oh.
I've been seeing
idiocy, nonsense, violence.
Violence,
bad
not
policy?
A good policy. Therefore, we must ignore.
I'm saying self-destruction. Black.
Damn. Here's the situation. I don't think I can remember anymore. I've been seeing this girl for about 6 months now. I know what I'm about to say is a super a-hole thing to say, but please hear me out. I'm sure there are plenty of men out here who would consider her to be very good looking. But in my opinion, she's a 5 out of 10. You were right about sounding like an a-hole.
She's a 5. He's being honest.
She's a 5. She's simply not what I'm used to dating.
Mm-hmm.
And on a purely physical level. And when we first met in the summer, I had zero intentions of getting into anything serious with this girl. But here's the thing. Her vibe is amazing. She has a great personality. Super funny. The whole nine. When we go out in public, I often catch people looking at me, then looking at her, then looking back at me, almost confused as to why I'm with her. I know I may sound arrogant. Yeah, you do.
Yeah.
But I'm telling the truth. She's recently started asking me when I'm going to officially ask her to be my girlfriend, and I'm stuck. I'm seriously considering cuffing this girl because I like her. But I also think she deserves someone who thinks she's a 10 out of 10 and wouldn't ever be embarrassed by her. What should I do, gurus? Yo, man, I got to tell you, this is deep.
You played yourself.
It's deep to me because he's saying things that are a-hole, but he's also showing love and care by saying she deserves to be with someone who thinks of her as a 10.
Right, but here's the most important piece that he needs to spend time on, in my opinion. You, sir, are growing up. You, sir, are placing a priority on something that is not physical. You, sir, are realizing that there's something more important than the physical. But your programming is tied to perception. how the people look at you and what you're accustomed to and this ranking system of her appearance. But you've now met someone, and this is, I think, a great learning opportunity, a great opportunity for you to mature, whether you stay with her or not, is to recognize how you actually, your heart, what you care about, actually cares more about a good person than an appearance criteria. So socially, you're programmed to care about an appearance criteria, but your heart is pure and you really just want to be with this girl because she's a good person. And now you're at that crossroads in your life where you're really beginning to mature. So whatever you decide to do here is up to you. But if you're not there and you don't think that you're going to love her and care for her, then yeah, break it off. But if you really think that you can ignore your kind of superficial programming that you have in this criteria, and you can actually love and care for somebody because they're a phenomenal person, then keep going.
Yeah, I think that's pretty well said by you, bro. It is true. You're getting to a new place, and I think you're in your own head a little bit. I think when you say, Shawnee, when he said the part of people look at me, then look at her, then look back at me. I mean,
like, what are you doing?
Your
ego is full blown.
Your ego is going crazy. People, yo, listen, let me tell you the truth. Even when I see the hottest girl on earth, I never check out her dude to see if he's hot enough to be with her.
Right.
And then do like a, how is he with her? Like, right.
Here's the growth piece that's important for him. To know the hot, you show me the hottest girl or man on the planet, and whoever they're with, I'm sure, is annoyed by them, bored with them, wish they were more fun in some ways, yep. Wish they were less superficial and cared about their appearance as much and just wanted to have fun and be good and live life.
Right.
You know what I'm saying? Because looks only... It only takes you so far, man.
Yeah. I mean, I think like...
It's really the connection, man. It's the connection.
Yeah. It really depends on how old he is and at what point in life he is in, right? Because if you're looking to settle down with somebody and like the longevity of it, maybe children, maybe marriage potentially, and you see like this is a long-term piece, the looks are not going to raise your children. You dig what I'm saying? So they have to be a quality person that has a good vibe and energy. And she has that. If he's young, somewhere between 20 and 25, and that type of relationship is nowhere in the near future. Yeah, he wants somebody he's attracted to and that, you know, makes him feel good when he walks in a room and he feels good when he looks at her. But again, this is the learning curve for you. You know, you were desperate because you probably was caught in a pandemic. This summer you jumped on the first thing moving. Now you got more options and you're looking at her like a five. When you was happy to have her in the summer when you didn't have nothing.
And by the way, the important thing he didn't focus on, though. Are you attracted to her? Like, regardless of how other people view her.
Her personality.
Right.
No. That's just physically, though, regardless. Do you want to have sex with her? You still want... if you still enjoy her physically and you have a sexual connection, that's important. But he didn't say anything about that being an issue.
Right, because they had to...
It was all public perception that he was concerned about, y'all.
There had to be something to get them to where they are now. Because this isn't new. This has been going on for 6 months. So there's something there, right? It's something... Like, why are you guys together? If you have all these negative things, I know the vibe, but so what? The vibe is now you just reconsidering.
Cass,
the only things that
he said negative about her were his criteria, his rating scale of her appearance, and what other people think. There's nothing negative about her to him. He's worried about the world around him.
Right.
But these things that he's talking about are day one things. They're not 6 month things.
Right.
He was willing to overlook it, but now, you know, he's looking at other things and he's like, you know.
No, people are looking at him and he's insecure next to her. He wants a trophy on his arm. He wants something that people look at him like he's made an accomplishment based on what's on his arm.
Right.
But that's not why you're in a relationship, y'all.
And she wants to be.
You're in a relationship for you, not for everyone else.
Right.
And if you get in relationships for everyone else, you'll forever be failing.
Yep.
Yeah,
for sure.
Sounds to me like she's too good for you, bro. Speak on it, Cass. Being honest, that's what it sounds to. That's what it sounds like to me, man.
It sounds like you got like a devil that. On one shoulder and an angel on the other. And mm-hmm. who are you going to listen to?
He's like you the know? Gurus. Tell me which way to go.
Right. You know I feel like you should go with the angel that's telling you she's a great person and who cares what other people think. But that's going
to
be
But you're an a-hole. Friend. But you're a shallow a-hole, and that's the demon you're going to have to fight.
And he knows
there
that.
There we go.
And he knows
that. So that's it's up to you. For. It's really up to you whether you want to fight that or not. So say the gurus.
Ebro in the morning with Laura Stiles and Rosenberg.
Strength. No weakness. No new weakness.
Hey. Tunes. Tunes. Yo, ladies and gentlemen, we have been blessed to scratch together some money for public schools in New York City. And this morning, after 9 a.m., we have picked our first winner, a teacher. We're going to call her and give her some money to help her classroom. And we're going to be doing this until the money runs out. Right now, we got about 30 grand. I'm trying to raise a little bit more. But, you know, every week we're giving out $1,000. So we're going to do that after 9. And then coming up, the Thanksgiving edition of The Brosenberg Report.
Oh, man.
Ebro and Rosenberg trying to do our best to give you the entertainment info next.
Reconnect with CUNY. Whether you are a first-time college student, a parent, a veteran, or an adult with some college credits, there's a place for you to continue your dreams or start fresh. No matter where you are along your journey, the CUNY Reconnect program can provide financial assistance and one-on-one personalized support to get you going. It's not too late to start again. Go to cuny.edu/reconnect today.
UBS Arena. Hold on! Sexy Red, French Montana, DeVito, Roller Brook, Cash Cobain, Bass Swag, Doja Cat, Honey Baby, Fabio Fari, 41 Cal Rich, Jet Carter, Tata, Chef G is home, baby, Sleepy Hollow, Connie Diamond, 310 Baby, Celebrity Host, Ice Spice and A Boogie, Big Daddy Kane will be celebrating the life of the finisher, Mr. C.
Mr. C, step swimming.
Jadakiss, EPMD, Eric B and Rakim, Method Man and Redman, Lord yours truly, the curator, the lit digital DJ, Funk Flex on the set. Hosted by Nessa, Ebro, Peter Rosenberg, and Laura Stiles.
30th anniversary of Summer Jam. 30% off right now. This offer ends at midnight on Sunday. Tickets at Ticketmaster.com. Oh, you thought we wasn't going to get it right?
He's on fire. Fire,
fire, fire. Hey. Hey, hey, hey. Let's go. Brosenberg Report time.
Oh.
Special edition. Ebro and P.
Oh, you know what it is? It's Ebro and P.
Thanksgiving to you and P and she.
Wow.
That didn't work.
And it's Shawnee.
So fresh. So fresh. The Grammy nominations are in. We deliberated on it a little bit and discussed it earlier today. The Best Rap Album nominees are Tyler, the Creator, Call Me If You Get Lost, Drake, Certified Lover Boy, Donda, Kanye West, King's Disease 2, Nas, and J. Cole, Off Season. I'm looking at my comments. I posted this on my Ebro Times, at Old Man Ebro. A lot of people saying Nas, a lot of people saying Cole, a lot of people saying Tyler. Some people going for Nas back to back. You know, Nas got it last year. That would be nice.
I haven't spent a ton of time with King's Disease 2 yet. I don't know why. I've listened to some of it. I haven't like sat with it all. I need to.
King's Disease 2 is a collection of fire records.
But is it cohesive?
Where Tyler and J. Cole are not only great records, but also a cohesive theme. Now, I'm not saying King's Disease 2 doesn't have a theme, I guess. It's just not as tightly bundled as Cole and Tyler and even Donda. The problem with Donda is, as Rosenberg put earlier, there's a lot of songs you're just like, eh, what is this?
Tyler,
but there's some heat on there.
Tyler's going to win. And I think Tyler's probably the best one. And I think he's going to win.
Man, I hope Cole gets that. Has Cole ever won that? Cole got Grammys? J. Cole Grammys? I don't know if he's got them. I think he does, though.
I wouldn't. By the way, I loved it. I would be just fine with J. Cole or Tyler. Yeah, he's got Grammys.
He won for in 2020 for that record with 21 Savage, a lot.
Oh, right.
He's got one Grammy award so far, Cole.
Just for a lot.
So far, that's what's listed.
By the way,
that's
if we're gonna talk Grammys, we got to talk about Jay-Z's history.
Talk about it.
Jay-Z is now the most nominated artist in Grammy history, which is both like not surprising and shocking to me.
83 nominations. 83. And you know he's not done. He's not done.
Doesn't that seem crazy to you?
I mean, yeah.
Number one of all time, like... They're like it's an amazing feat, and it wouldn't have surprised me if he'd eventually gotten there. I'm surprised he already did. Let me say that. He's still a young guy.
Well, we'll get more albums from Hov. I'm sure he's cooking. In other Grammy news, best rap song category. What do you got? What do you got here, Rosenberg, Cash, Shani? You got Bath Salts, DMX, Jay-Z, and Nas.
Okay. No.
Best Friends, Saweetie, Doja Cat.
Definitely no. Mm-hmm.
Family Ties, Baby Keem, Kendrick.
No. Mm.
Jail, Kanye West, Jay-Z.
Possibly. No.
My Life, J. Cole, 21 Savage, Murray. Best rap song category.
My Life.
Mm. Out of that, it's between I'm the last My two. Life and J. Cole.
Yeah,
I'm out
yeah I put the same. I got Cole.
I'll tell you this. I like the melody to Jail. Like the beginning of Jail, I like more than anything else in that category. But the best rap song in that category is the J. Cole.
Now, I love Family Ties. I wouldn't be upset if Keem and Kendrick got that, because that Keem Kendrick, I mean...
Yeah, I like that record.
It's very exciting to me.
I like it a lot. I don't know if it's as... It's not nearly as listenable as the J. Cole.
But then again, you do know that Grammys, they're going to be like, oh, well, there's more rapping on that song.
There is more rapping on that song.
There is more rapping on
Whereas
that
the
song.
Whereas the chorus to the J. Cole singing...
All right, here. What do you guys got here? Best rap performance, Grammy nominations, Family Ties, Baby Keem Kendrick, Cardi B, Up, My Life, J. Cole, 21 Savage, Murray, Way Too Sexy, Drake, Future, Young Thug,
ugh,
and Thought-ish, Megan Thee Stallion. Best rap performance.
I will take Baby Keem on that one, because the performance on that song, it's amazing. I don't even know when they took a breath. So I'll take...
That's true. The execution of that recording
right,
is phenomenal.
It's got to be the Baby Keem. I really do enjoy Cardi's performance on Up, actually, but it's not rapping on the same level as Keem and Kendrick. They go crazy. And I do not understand. Here's what makes the Grammys suck. How is Way Too Sexy in that category? That performance is literally a joke. Literally, it's like
a parody song.
That's absurd that it's in the category. Absurd.
Best R&B song at the Grammys.
Oh, man.
My girl, Her with Damage. That joint is fire.
Fire.
SZA though with Good Days.
Fire.
That was a heat rock.
Yeah.
Giveon with Heartbreak Anniversary.
Okay.
Huge tune.
Hold up, though. Silk Sonic with Leave the Door Open. And Jasmine Sullivan with a heat rock with Pick Up Your Feelings. Yeah.
And what category is this?
Best R&B song. Yeah.
This might be one of the hardest categories, man.
But this comes down to Her and Silk Sonic.
It's over, guys. It's Silk Sonic.
It's Silk Sonic, right?
Really? I'm not saying it's better. I'm just saying it's going to win.
Give me honest. As quietly kept, Giveon's record was bigger than Silk Sonic's record.
Yeah.
What? And I didn't even like that Giveon record. No, it was that thing was huge.
Bigger than Silk Sonic?
Did you mean to say bigger, or did you mean to say impactful? Or what are you trying to say? Culturally important?
I'm trying to say numbers-wise.
No, I think you're going to be
You
right.
don't think so?
I'm going to look right now. Hold on. I'm going to give you an answer. I'm going to give you a basic
song,
answer.
Most people probably don't even know what you're talking about.
I don't want
the Heartbreak Anniversary?
You've heard it so much, you hated that song.
That's a fact.
Yo, on a low.
All right, while they pull that up.
Listen, Heartbreak Anniversary, has, just so you know, 539 million plays on Spotify, okay? Leave the Door Open, 640 million plays on Spotify.
Okay.
So that's just the
They're
one.
Not too far off.
Not
that's
far
one,
off
one platform.
One platform, right. But it's usually a good indicator.
Well, it's right there. You know what I'm saying? It's not like it was blown away by it.
No, quietly. No, that's
right,
a good,
yeah, no,
that's
quietly,
a good point.
It's quietly right there.
It's hanging in there.
Yep.
It's hanging in there.
But, yeah, I mean, I would go with Silk Sonic. But I'm just saying, Silk watch out for
Give You took us all the way around the bend just to come back to Silk Sonic?
I'm just saying, watch out, because Give Y'all might take it, and then you're going to be tight. Give Y'all might take it, and then you guys might be tight.
Actually, and y'all know, Bruno and Anderson, y'all know I'm a big fan of Silk Sonic. Everything in that category, I love.
Yeah.
And right. So her is somebody I consider a friend. Like, I obviously be happy for her. SZA, somebody I consider a friend, would be ecstatic for her. Giveon is amazing, a new artist. Silk Sonic, I love.
Yep.
Jasmine Sullivan is somebody I consider a friend in the game. Like, and she's phenomenal. Whoever wins that category, I'm here for it. It's good.
Yeah.
And I hope the Grammys, the performances that they have at the Grammys really, really hold up well. I hope they got some of these amazing artists up there, especially the hip-hop and R&B artists. And that's the Brosenberg Report. Those are your Grammy nominations. Happy Thanksgiving.
Facts.
Yeah. Ebro and P.
He's E. I'm P.
Oh, Shawnee cast one. No, that didn't work.
Basco Louie.
Done. And Griff. Yeah.
Get up. Wake that ass up. Ebro in the Morning with Laura Stiles and Rosenberg.
The number one morning show in New York City.
Lead it. Hot 97.
Reconnect with CUNY. Whether you are a first-time college student, a parent, a veteran, or an adult with some college credits, there's a place for you to continue your dreams or start fresh. No matter where you are along your journey, the CUNY Reconnect program can provide financial assistance and one-on-one personalized support to get you going. It's not too late to start again. Go to cuny.edu/reconnect today.
UBS Arena. Hold on. Sexy Red. French Montana. DeVito. Roller Brook. Cash Cobain. Bass Swag. Doja Cat. Honey Baby. Fabio Fari. 41 Cal Rich. Jet Carter. Tata. Chef G is home, baby. Sleepy Hollow. Connie Diamond. 310 Baby. Celebrity Host. Ice Spice and A Boogie. Big Daddy Kane will be celebrating the life of the finisher, Mr. C.
Mr. C. Step Swimming.
Jadakiss. EPMD. Eric B. and Rakim. Method Man and Redman. Lord Yours truly, the curator, the lit digital DJ, Funk Flex on the set. Hosted by Nessa, Ebro, Peter Rosenberg, and Laura Stiles. 30th anniversary of Summer Jam. 30% off right now. This offer ends at